It's time for Lebanon Valley College Women's Basketball on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Post Acute Medical, Voice Ring of PA, and Lebanon Valley College. Now let's take it out to the game with John Wilsbach and Brian Kaiser. And a pleasant good evening, everyone. From the Arnold Sports Complex in Anvil. From the Arnold Sports Complex in Anvil. Alongside Brian Kaiser. It's NCAA basketball tonight. LVC taking on Vassar. We'll step out and come back with more of the pregame show here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. The Wigan Buckle Theater at Lebanon Valley College presents the spring musical Chicago. The 1997 Broadway hit musical has won 6 Tony Awards and also an Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year. Chicago will be performed in the Leedy Theater February 17th, 18th, and 19th, and the following week on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. For more information, check out wigandbuckle.com. John Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser, Lebanon Valley College at 24-3, taking on Vassar, 18-9. It's game two of the doubleheader here at the Arnold Sports Complex tonight. Game one saw Mount St. Mary College trail the entire game, come back and defeat Gwinnett Mercy 63-62. So Mount St. Mary College will get the winner of this game between LVC and Vassar. Vassar, second straight trip to the NCAAs, Brian. This is LVC's third straight trip.
And last year, LVC made a trip to the Elite Eight, but that was with a couple of key seniors who were there for that run. Andrea Hoover, second-team All-American a year ago, and also Susie Noyes, who was a linchpin for that team on both ends of the floor. This is a different team, and it's led by a different player, that being freshman point guard Kylie Jacklow, is coming off a career-high 27 in the Commonwealth Conference Championship game. The other player to really keep an eye on tonight, Tierney Hiltz. She was a little bit banged up over the weekend. She is going to play today and see if she can give it a go. As long as she can, she's going to be out there. And the question is going to be, you know, if they can get through this one, will she play at all tomorrow? They're not worrying about that. They've got to win this one first. The concentration is here, and it's an outstanding Vassar team that they're up against. They are very concerned about their tremendous backcourt of Matsuoka and Parks.
All right, when we come back, Brian's going to talk with Todd Guklowski, head coach for Lebanon Valley College. That's when we return after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/college-store.
Guys are back on the pregame show alongside of Lebanon Valley head women's coach Todd Guklowski. Coach, this is what you played for during the season to get an opportunity to host in the first round of the NCAAs. Talk about the honor it is to do that, and also what sort of an advantage it is.
Well, thanks for having me on the program. I appreciate it. It's a treat. You know, it's what you work all year for, to make it into the tournament, and it's one of those places where you're allowed to dream big because anything can happen. Tonight we face an outstanding Vassar team, champions of the Liberty League. We're going to have our hands full matching up with their guards and post trio.
Let's talk for a second about the Commonwealth Conference Championship game. A great game, back and forth affair. Kylie Chaklis, a career high 27 points, and when the team needed it down the stretch, it was your team that came through. How much of a momentum build is that for coming into the tournament?
Well, it was a great game. Again, I want to congratulate Widener for a terrific conference final. It was well played by both teams, right down to the wire. Very exciting. It's a confidence builder anytime you can claim a championship and you head into the tournament. So we'll use it as that kind of springboard, you know, headed into a tough game and focus on Vassar.
What do you expect from this team on the defensive side of the ball? Because in conference, you don't always see a lot of zone defense, and your team is not a team that's known for its outside shooting, especially outside the arc. Do you expect Vassar to come with a lot of zone?
I do expect Vassar to play some zone. Vassar plays mostly man-to-man, but I think they're probably verbal scouts that they received around the country would suggest to zone us up, as would our stats. So I would expect to see a mix of their man-to-man and challenge us a little bit with a 2-3 or a 1-2-2 quarter-court to see if we can hit some shots.
What advantages do you see for your team in this game matchup-wise?
Well, I think we have an advantage at the five spot with Renee Fritz. She gets him down the floor very well. Vassar's posts are more power posts, so hopefully we can stretch him out a little bit in transition.
Do we expect a game that's a little bit more up and down?
Yes, I would expect a fast-paced game. I'd expect some great offense from both teams.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks very much.
That was Lebanon Valley head women's coach Todd Kuklowski. Back with more after this here on the pregame show here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $14,800 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate, determine your potential scholarship, and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
Well, this game is already about 25 minutes late getting started. The earlier game went a little longer than expected with Mount St. Mary College winning.
Yeah, a tremendous game where really Gwynn and Mercy had the game in hand for a little while. We're up by as many as 14 points. And then just little by little as the second half went on, Mount St. Mary picked away. They got tied and then Gwynn and Mercy was back up by one, and with 2 seconds left to go, Kristen Nieves is able to hit a hook shot from the right baseline, just a rainbow of a hook shot from down the low block to give her team the victory. She complimented Jen Mokanu's 30 points in the game for Mount St. Mary's, and they will await the winner tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Well, let's talk about Vassar here, Brian.
Sure.
Second year in a row, they've made it to the tournament, playing and winning the Liberty League. 18-9 on the season, 8-4 on the road, though. And competition-wise, a few tough teams that they play, but maybe not a tough schedule as the Commonwealth Conference.
We're going to put it this way. The tough teams that are on the schedule for Vassar, they lost to. You take a look up and down. A loss to Keene, who was a loser tonight earlier big time to Messiah, 73-50 in the first round of the NCAA tournament. They also lost to Hartwick, who made the tournament, and they got swept by the top two teams in the conference in the regular season, St. Lawrence, who won unbeaten in the Liberty League, and then also RPI. But they avenged both of those losses in the conference tournament, and as the 3 seed, they advanced to this spot here. Vassar, the Brewers out of Poughkeepsie, New York, and they have a couple of players that make a lot of coaches jealous. Brittany Parks, a 5'7 senior guard who's the number one scorer in Vassar school history, and Sydney Matsuoka. She led the Liberty League in scoring and last year was the National Rookie of the Year, according to D3Hoops.com. She's followed that up being a first-team Liberty Leaguer this year for the second straight year. Just a sophomore, it's a dangerous team, and a backcourt, if you let them get going, they can be an extremely dangerous team.
Nice-sized crowd on hand here at the Arnold Sports Complex. And when we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off. It's Lebanon Valley College and Vassar, the start of the NCAA Division III Women's Basketball Tournament after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. Lebanon Valley College is conducting a special fundraising campaign for the renovations of the Mund College Center. The campaign has over $700,000 in pledges so far on its way to the million-dollar goal. Naming opportunities within the Mund College Center exist for those who would like to donate. For more information, call 866-LVC-1866. Open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive six-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu. Post-Acute Medical is happy to support the Lebanon Valley College women's basketball team. Post-Acute Medical congratulates the Flying Dutchman on a great season, and they wish them good luck in the playoffs. That's Post-Acute Medical, proud sponsor of Lebanon Valley College Athletics and Academics.
WMSSFM.com, WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
Wills back alongside Brian Kaiser. Glad to have you along on WMSS, on the internet at GoDutchman.com, PennLive.com, WMSSFM.com, and also at GoDutchman.com, you can watch the video streaming of this game with our broadcast. So check out the live video link at GoDutchman.com.
Yeah, they actually get to see if we know what we're talking about for a change.
At least they're not going to show us.
And that is a plus.
Yes.
At least in my case. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for these teams. First, for the Vassar Brewers, they are coached by Candace Brown, 18-9 on the season, the champions of the Liberty League. They will start 5'7 senior Brittany Parks, who averages 11.6 points per game. Sydney Matsuoka, a 5'5 sophomore out of Sacramento, California, leading scorer on the team at 15.6 points per game. Kristen Tempora, a 5'11 senior out of Marlboro, New Jersey, at 9.3 points a game. Allie Higgins, a 5'5 junior from Dallas, Texas, averaging just over 2 points a game. And Hannah Simplieber, a 6-foot sophomore out of Burlington, Vermont, who averages just under 9 points per game. And for the Lebanon Valley Flying Dutchman, the MAC Commonwealth champions, head coach by Todd Goklowski, the Flying Dutchman will send the following starters to the floor. Liz Borgia, 5'10 junior out of Scranton, Pennsylvania, averaging at 6.9 points per game. Tierney Hiltz, a 5'4 junior out of York, Pennsylvania, leading scorer on the team, 11.8 points per game. Kylie Chaklos, 5'4 freshman from Frackville, Pennsylvania, 10.6 points per game. MAC Commonwealth Rookie of the Year and the league leader in the Commonwealth with 4.1 assists per game. Renee Fritz, a 6'1 junior out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, just under 9 points per game, leader in the MAC Conference in blocks. And Caitlin Murphy, the lone available senior on the floor for LVC, the 5'7 forward out of Minersville, Pennsylvania, 7.2 points per game.
All right, LVC wearing the home white with the blue. Vassar in the maroon with the white. And a near-capacity crowd on hand here at the Arnold Sports Complex. Winner of this game gets Mount St. Mary College tomorrow night. It is a 6 o'clock tip-off here at the Arnold Sports Complex. We initially thought it was 7. It's 6 o'clock here tomorrow night.
Quickly, some keys for this game. I think for Vassar, they need a quick start on the road. They need to come out and hit some shots from the outside. That means their guards have to be dominant on the outside. They lean on Parks and Matsuoka. Look for the two of them to really control the action and try to create some things. And for LVC, I think they need to play a game of adjustment. They have to be ready for defensive switches from Vassar, and they have to be willing to push the tempo. I think if they can get this thing up tempo, it's in their favor, and will lead to a real great chance at winning.
Sent Lieber and Fritz to tip it off The official steps in. We are underway. The tap controlled by Murphy. Bounces to left side. Chaklos, her shot is blocked by Matsuoka. Back the other way come the Brewers. Long pass down into the left corner to Higgins. She'll dribble to the left elbow. Sends it over to the right side. Matsuoka passes it behind her. Here comes Borgia up with it. Brings it down the left side. Stops on the wing. Left side Fritz. 10-footer. Too strong. Rebound by Vassar.
Great opportunity, but with Borgia out leading the break, she wisely pulled up. Didn't want to go inside at that point. Not the better ball handler. Found a guard, but Fritz unable to make the shot.
Man-to-man defense by LVC. Senfleiber sends it over to Tempora. Down along the left side. Senfleiber, underhand layup reverse. No good, and Chaklos can't save it from going out of bounds. It'll be Vassar ball underneath the bucket.
Look for a lot of hard screens on the inside by Vassar, trying to free up their post players. Again, where they try to make their money is on the outside with their guards.
Matsuoka gets it in. Senfleiber has it right side, bouncing it left side to the bucket, laying it up, no good, as Tempora, rebounded by Fritz, outlet Chaklos, here comes LVC, Chaklos right side, Hiltz tempted by the three, won't take it, back out front, it goes near center circle, Chaklos will run it down the right side to the bucket, in traffic, it's good, down and corner for a travel.
And had to get an extra step in there to get through the double team. Coach Kuklowski turns around and discussed the other way, not happy with that one, felt there should have been some contact and some foul, if nothing else, but didn't get that call.
Early on, no score. Vassar with the basketball. That's Parks on the left side, working against Hiltz to the left wing. Stops, plays it back out front. Tempora. Now Matsuoka sets it up, takes it to the left side. Fritz on a switch off defensively. Left side goes Parks out front. 2-point jumper is good. That was Hannah Senfleiber. Makes it 2-0. LVC with the basketball. Borgia top of the key, swings it to the left side. Chaklos dribbling out front. Now left side Borgia. She'll take the two-pointer and got it. As Borgia ties the game.
Very comfortable shot for her on the outside. Even though she plays very well in the post, has a very soft touch from the outside.
Parks with it. Out front, Vassar swings it around to the right side. Matsuoka, left side, Senfleiber, 15-footer, hits the bounce and falls good.
Pretty obvious here that the game plan for Vassar is to have Senfleiber up at the elbow on either side, and when Matsuoka gets double-teamed or comes off a pick-and-roll, Senfleiber is the outlet.
Here's Chaklos, left corner, Hiltz takes a baseline, throws it back out front near midcourt for Chaklos. Chaklos goes left wing, bounce pass corner, Hiltz for three, no good off the side of the rim, rebounded by Matsuoka. Here comes Vassar the other way up on the front court, Parks throws it to the left side for Higgins, she's called for the travel.
And LVC getting back very nicely in transition on that play. Vassar really could have looked to push the ball up the floor a little bit faster, but because of how quickly the Valley got back, unable to do so. Interesting, early on, Vassar playing man-to-man defense. If they feel at some point they need to, look for them to go zone.
4-2 Vassar. Here's Fritz out front for LVC. She'll hand it off to Caitlin Murphy. Bounce pass to Borgia, left of the lane. Stops, looks to put it up, can't. Back out to Murphy on the wing. Murphy bouncing it again inside. Borgia, her pass intended for Fritz, goes out of bounds. It's Vassar basketball.
It's a play. If Borgia just takes that one up strong, she's got a real shot. A little bit too unselfish on the play by Borgia.
3 minutes into this contest, 4-2 Vassar. Matsuoka with it, playing it over onto the right side. Higgins on the right wing. Top of the key. Tempora in and out, no good. Rebound Murphy. Here comes LVC the other way, down by two. Murphy onto the front court. Chaklos over to Hiltz, left wing. She'll take the three, bomb, bullseye. And it's now 5-4 LVC.
And Vassar, the sixth team in the entire nation ranking in terms of three-point defense, left Hiltz wide open. The only real three-point threat for LVC.
Her 32nd of the season. Out front, Matsuoka will take the three. No good. Rebounded by Chaklos. Here comes LVC the other way. Long pass out the floor. Fritz all alone to the bucket, off the glass and in. LVC's up 7-4.
And, John, that's the matchup that LVC really likes. The fact that Fritz, so good and quick, getting down the floor on the break. And Vassar, a team that post players don't get down the floor so quickly. An easy transition bucket.
Parks with the basketball on the right side.
on the right wing, works toward the top of the key. Matt Suoka on the left wing, running against the best defender, and Caitlin Murphy. Yeah, she'll switch off. Matt Suoka baseline. Now on the wing, taking to the bucket. Tempora, no good. Rebound to Chaklos. Another pass up the floor. Here comes Hiltz to the bucket, lays it up and in. And it's now 9-4 LVC.
Push the tempo, and that's exactly what LVC is trying to do. Clear rebound, send it up the floor, and when you're one of the top teams in the country in rebounding edge, you have that sort of an advantage.
Parks with the ball on the left wing for Vassar. She'll take the three out front. Bullseye. Brittany Parks, that's her 22nd three-pointer of the season.
Yeah, but she does have that ability. She actually not as much scoring this year as in the past, just 27% from three.
Chaklos brings up the floor, has a wide open area there in the right elbow of the foul line, hits the two-pointer. It's 11-7 LVC. Back the other way, Vassar quickly. Left side, Tempora. Now Matt Suoka out front, working against Murphy. 14:52 to play here in the first half. On to the right side for Parks. Parks dribbling on the right wing. Looking for someone. Now Matsuoka gets free. Left side for three. She hits it. And it's now 11-10 LVC. 14:35 to go first half.
Yeah, she's 22nd in the country in three-point shooting percentage at over 40% on the season.
Borgia, left wing for LVC, bounces it, Fritz left of the lane, five-footer won't fall. Rebounded by Vassar, and Sentlieber back the other way to the bucket on the inside, layup no good by Higgins, but the putback is there by Hannah Sentlieber. She has six, and back in front goes Vassar, 12-11.
Fritz got down the floor quickly, unfortunately for the Valiant, nobody else able to track down quick enough, and Sinfleber got the offensive putback.
Here's Hiltz into the paint. Little fadeaway, five-footer, no good. Back the other way come the Brewers. Parks quickly up the floor, takes it left of the lane, off the glass and in. Quick release there. She's got five, and a three-point lead for Vassar. It's 14-11.
Yeah, they're showing that they can run the floor also. I think both teams showing a little bit of fatigue here as we've gone pretty far into the game, and really, virtually no stoppages. There hasn't been a foul called so far.
Here's Hiltz for three on the wing. Bullseye! Her second three. She now has 8 points. We're tied at 14 with 13:25 to play in this fast-moving first half.
Parks did not get a hand up that time, despite looking Hills dead in the eye on the shot.
Parks is going to take the three. She nails it. And she has 8 points. It's 17-14, Vassar. And now Todd Goklowski calls timeout. We'll step out. 13:10 to play here in the first half. Vassar 17, Lebanon Valley College 14. This is the NCAA Women's Division III Basketball Playoffs on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in the student's area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
John Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser, Brennan Leahy, our studio producer engineer, Steve Leedy at 17-14. Vassar leading LVC with a few of the bombs.
Well, let's just say that it's been fast and furious early on. Vassar from the field already 7 for 13, but 3 for 5 outside the arc. LVC 6 for 11 in the game. They're 2 for 3 outside the arc. These teams have combined so far just to go up and down the floor and shoot very efficiently. And I think that speaks to the fact that both these teams were young last year for the most part, with the exception of a couple seniors on either squad. But a lot of the people out on the floor played significant playing time in their games last season when both these teams made the NCAAs. So maybe a first-time team in the NCAAs, a little bit more in awe of the situation. These two teams are not. They're coming right out, going right after it, and we're seeing some excellent basketball early on.
Three-point lead for Vassar. Vassar out of Poughkeepsie, New York. Their second trip to the big show.
The Brewers, that name comes from their founder, Michael Vassar was a brewer himself, so that's why they used the name Brewers in honor of him.
LVC brings it up the floor. Vassar in the man-to-man. Murphy has it on the right wing. Dribbles toward the top of the key. Goes down the lane to the bucket on the glass. Too strong. Rebounded inside by Matsuoka. The California product brings it up the floor across the timeline. Plays it onto the right side for Parks. Bach is in there for Fritz here. Out of the timeout. Also, Naya Berg is in. Seven on the shot. Berg playing near the foul line. Tempora off the glass. No good. Rebounded Bach quickly up. Here comes Chaklos the other way for LVC. Chaklos right side. Murphy. Back pedals to the left, takes it over to the left wing. Hilt's tempted, and she's called for the travel.
Wanting to get the quick first step on Brittany Parks, and as Parks finally came out to put a hand in her face, Hilt saw an opening to the inside but didn't cross over quick enough.
Hilt's doing a lot of rehabbing this week, and she's a PT student here, but rehabbing that lower leg injury she's had recently. And
it was an injury that she incurred last year, actually, in the Christopher Newport game, and re-aggravated it here this season a few weeks ago.
Matsuoka with the ball out front. Working against Murphy, plays it left side. Berg hands it back over to Parks. Parks on the left wing. Three-point lead for Vassar. Spin move. Parks left side. Deep hook. Way off the mark. Rebounded by Hiltz. Here comes LVC. Chaklos left side into the paint. Puts a floater up. No good. Rebounded inside by O'Connell, and back the other way come the Brewers.
Well, all of a sudden, the bucket is empty for both these teams, even though they're still getting good looks.
On the inside, O'Connell with a 10-foot jumper hits it. And it's now 5-point lead, largest lead of the game for Vassar.
She was a co-rookie of the year in the Liberty League this season, had a school record 21 rebounds in their game a few weeks ago against William Smith, a 6-foot freshman out of Maywood, New Jersey.
Hiltz with a basketball on the right wing. Out front for Bach. Left side, Chaklos. She'll dribble toward the right side. She'll pull up near the foul line. No good. Off to the right side. Bach with a rebound. Able to swat it over to Fritz, who puts it up and in. Don't think it was intentional, but it was a nice move.
Doesn't matter if it is. I'd even give an assist if you were allowed to.
19-16 in favor of Vassar. Right side is Berg. Out front with it, Senfleber. Now Parks on the left side. Bouncing it out, Matsuoka. Back over on the left wing to Parks. Parks takes it toward the foul line. Dishes it out to the right wing. Two-point jumper. No good from the outside. But the strong rebound on the inside by O'Connell. Her shot's a miss. And Chaklos comes up with a rebound. Here comes Murphy the other way for LVC. On the front court to Hiltz. Trying to get it down for Fritz. But the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by LVC.
That excellent overplay by Senfleber in the low block. Able to overplay on Fritz as they try to go down low as we've got the officials' timeout. And that's an addition here to the NCAA tournament where it wasn't in conference play or during the regular season. They do go with the under every 4 minutes. Once you play 4 minutes, they go with the timeouts at that spot. And partially because I think these teams are going to have those in the Final Four, and they don't want teams to really be surprised by them. So keep it consistent the entire way through the tournament. Get them aware that this is going to happen. And it actually changes a little bit the coaching strategy in terms of timeouts. So it'll be interesting to see how both these coaches, Candace Brown for Vassar and Todd Goklowski for Lebanon Valley, how the two of them utilize the officials' timeouts when they know they're coming, and when they will call timeouts on their own if they know they have to have one. We've already seen Coach Goklowski call a 30-second timeout when he saw his team really needed a little bit of a break. Called that timeout even though the next stoppage would have given him a timeout. But we haven't had many stoppages. We still have yet to have a foul called through 9 minutes and 28 seconds of this game, which for both of these teams is a disadvantage. They're both outstanding foul shooting teams. Each of these teams shooting above 73% on the season from the line.
Winner of this game gets Mount St. Mary College of New York. They won 63-62 over Gwinnett Mercy. That game is tomorrow at 6 o'clock here at Lebanon Valley College.
John, let's take a look at some final scores that are going on right now in the women's side of things in the country. Final scores, William Patterson, a 79-44 winner out of Salve Regina. It was Wisconsin-Stevensport, 61-58 over Franklin. Babson knocked off Bridgewater State, 68-59. Wisconsin-Eau Claire was a 69-61 victor over Simpson. Illinois Wesleyan, no problem with Marysville, Tennessee. They doubled them up 84-42.
We'll run down all the scores coming up at halftime. In the meantime, Vassar with the basketball. On the left side, it's going to be Parks playing it out front for O'Connell. The right side is Berg. Berg, one bounce, tosses it left side. Matsuoka into the paint. Turnaround shot, Tempora, no good. Rebound knocks out front. Bodies flying for it. Scramble on the floor. Chaklos comes up and it gets it to Bach. It's LVC ball. Good hustle there by Kylie Chaklos. She'll bring it up the floor onto the front court. Onto the right side now for Donia, who's in the game for LVC. Amanda Donia plays it to the left side for Russo. Also in. Russo pulls up at the foul line. Bullseye! Gio Russo makes it 19-18. LVC down by one.
And Russo on the season just averaging 3.3 points per game. But she has the confidence of her head coach. He knows she can come in and actually provide a spark offensively.
Right side is Berg. Into the right corner. A little fake move. And right to the bucket goes Parks. Easily putting it up. And in she's got 10. It's 21-18 Vassar.
It was a great screen down low that caught Russo up. The communication was late, and Bach had to jump out and try to defend. And as she flew out there, an easy pump fake got around, and no one was underneath to help.
Russo down the lane, off the right side, underhanded layup off the glass is good. Tia Russo, quick 4 points for her, 21-20 Vassar.
I wonder if her dad's in the house to watch these. He missed her only bucket of last year's playoffs.
Out front with the basketball is Parks, onto the right side. Vassar with it. Now Berg takes it down the lane from the left side. Her layup no good. Strong rebound by Donia. Donia slows up in the backcourt. Gives it off to Chaklos. She'll toss up to Russo. Lobbing it to Bach in the paint. Stops. Pops. Got it. Bach with the bucket. It's now LVC 22-21.
And you've got to get in her face because she's very capable of making that turnaround. And really, on the play, it just dropped off of her and allowed her too much room.
Tempora with a basketball on the left side. Out front for Berg. Berg working against Russo onto the right side. O'Connell. Now top of the key. Matsuoka. Crossover dribble. Stops. Back pedals. Nowhere to go with it. Left side. Parks again with another move. Trying to get inside. Partially tipped. Tempora comes over. The lost it out of bounds. It's going to be Vassar ball. Last touch by LVC.
Yeah, off of a foot for LVC in the lane, but only 4 seconds left on the shot clock.
Go inbound underneath their bucket. Vassar and Matsuoka. She'll toss it out front. Parks on it. Dribbles toward the left elbow, one on the shot. She gets off the shot, and she hits it for only two.
And LVC did not recognize the shot clock situation because Parks stopped. They dropped off instead of getting right in your face, knowing that the shot clock was running down.
Under 8 minutes to play in the first half, 23-22 in favor of Vassar. Here's Borgia with the ball. Bounce pass. Right side, Chaklos, 15-footer, got it. Chaklos, her first bucket. She had 27 in her conference championship game. Her first here, it's 24-23. LVC, Matsuoka with the ball left side. Lombing it down low. Tempora shot, no good. Rebounded by LVC. Here comes Chaklos again. Up the floor. Bach, one bounce to the bucket. Rolls out, no good. Rebounded Borgia. She tosses it back out front for Donia. LVC keeps control. They'll swing it around to the right side. Russo. Now Chaklos. Left side for Donia. Donia on it again. Top of the key to Bach. Right side, Chaklos. 15 on the shot. Chaklos on the right wing. Still holding. Out front for Donia. 10 on the shot. Donia dribbles to the elbow. Right corner, Chaklos for three. No good. Rebounded in the corner. O'Donnell had it knocked out of bounds by Russo. It'll be Vassar basketball. And they trail by one. Bunch of substitutions coming in now.
And three for LVC is Russo. Also, Donia and Bach all come out. The starters, Fritz, Hiltz, and Murphy back in the game as we're into another officials timeout.
Well, step out, 6:58 to play, first half. LVC 24, Vassar 23. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
Now, this has been a run and gun back and forth. LVC leading 24-23 on Vassar.
Leading scorer so far, LVC, Tierney Hiltz with 8 points, has 2 3-pointers, which for LVC is a rarity. They don't really hit a lot of three-pointers. They're in the bottom 25 in the nation in numbers of threes hit per game. And for Vassar, it's Brittany Parks. 12 points for her in the early going. She has come out hot, and with the attention with Murphy and then Donia playing excellent suffocating defense on Sydney Matsuoka, she only has 3 points so far, but it has been Parks who has been able to step forward and provide the scoring punch, and that's the issue for Lebanon Valley. They know Matsuoka is capable of having huge numbers. You've got to try to control her as much as possible. But right now, they don't have an answer defensively for Parks.
John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser with you. Vassar's basketball on the backcourt far side.
John, LVC right now shooting 55% from the field. Vassar shooting 43%. And we have yet to see a foul.
That's Suoka with the basketball on the left side for Parks. She's working against Hiltz. Parks dribbles toward the top of the key. Now they'll break off. Borgia picks her up. Berg back over to Parks. Top of the key. Parks dribbles toward the right wing. Gets another screen. Goes into the lane. Back out to O'Connell. Two-pointer. Got it.
And the thing that makes Vassar so difficult is they set very good screens and move well away from the ball. And that's the thing that's getting them open for some open looks.
25-24. Here's Murphy taking the left side off the glass. And good in traffic for Kaylin Murphy. LVC back up by one.
Able to double foot the jump stop in the lane and get the kiss off the glass.
That's Suoka with the basketball. Vassar setting up big pile up front. Leaves Parks wide open, taking it to the bucket again. They just can't stop her right now. 27-26, Vassar.
And when they're spreading out, her quick first step is beating whoever her defender is. And with everyone spread out to the outside, there's no one in help defense to support.
Here's Chaklos taking it down the left side. Her layup no good. Rebounded by O'Connell. Matsuoka brings it back up the floor, passing it inside. Shot no good there by Scentlieber. Rebounded LVC. Dish off right side. Chaklos trying to send it to the middle for Borgia, but a kick ball by Matsuoka. Do you think we'll see a switch off from Murphy, from Matsuoka going over to Parks at all?
No.
Okay.
In fact, I think what they may do instead, Donia probably is the number two defender that they would try to use. I could foresee a situation where if they think they can get the scoring necessary, they may go with Murphy on Matsuoka and bring Donia in to defend against Parks.
Inbounds comes into Fritz for LVC. They're down by one. 5:35 to play here in the first half. Chaklos with the basketball out near midcourt. Gets the signal from Goklowski. Fritz on it on the right wing. Now Hiltz out front. Hiltz to Bach, right of the lane. 10-footer, short. Rebounded by Parks. Back the other way. Brittany Parks with it. Takes it left of the lane, stops, tries getting it inside, goes to O'Connell. Nowhere to go with it for her. She'll play it over to the left side, and Berg will put up a two-pointer. That's no good. Rebounded by Murphy. LVC quickly the other way. Chaklos onto the front court. Right side for Hiltz. Bag out front for Chaklos.
2-3 zone now, or at least it looks like they're matching up. It's not actually a 2-3 zone. It's because of how LVC was actually matching up.
Here's
so man-to-man.
Chaklos. Murphy will take a three from the left side. Strong bounce, no good. Bach with a rebound. Under too far. Tries going for a shot. No foul. Takes another bounce. This time another. No good. Gets another rebound. Plays it back out front. These officials are just letting him play. Here's Chaklos. Baseline. Murphy. She'll slow it up. Left side. Hiltz. She'll gun the three. No good. Rebounded by Vassar and Berg up to Parks. 1-on-2. Parks stops in the paint. 15-footer. Got the bounce. It is good again. 29-26 Vassar.
Well, you know there's no foul call coming. She leaned in trying to draw contact. No whistle whatsoever.
16 for Parks. Here's Murphy, top of the key, down the lane, bounce pass, puck inside. Now the foul comes, and the sarcastic applause by the crowd as Bach will go to the line shooting two.
It took us 15 minutes and 54 seconds until his officiating crew calls a foul. I'm not saying that I don't like it, though.
Oh, yeah, that's good basketball.
Yeah, it is good basketball. They're letting them play.
And it wasn't anything really that flagrant.
I mean, there's a few times that I probably, if I had a whistle in my mouth, I probably would have blown it. But
yeah, Bach misses the first one. The foul, by the way, on Brittany Parks. Bach, earlier in the week, had a scare in practice where she injured her hand and obviously got better as the week went on. She hits one of two. It's 29-27 Vassar. On the right side is Parks. Top of the key, O'Connell. Left side for Berg. Berg on the wing, nowhere to go with it. Now dribbles, hands it off to Parks again. Parks on it, goes toward the corner. Tosses it over to Berg, way behind her with 9 on the shot clock. Berg with it, top of the key, going to the left. Out for Parks, open for the 3, no good. Rebounded on the inside by Hiltz. Here come the Flying Dutchman the other way. Hiltz takes it right side. Chaklos lobbing it for Fritz. Pass was off the mark. Nice steal by Semp Lieber. Here comes Vassar the other way. Quickly up the floor. Matsuoka into the right corner. Berg, Matsuoka, 3, no good. Rebounded on the inside by Hiltz. Here comes Murphy the other way. Murphy lobbing it inside. Fritz got pushed from behind. No foul. Bach with the rebound, and she's fouled from behind by O'Connell.
And probably better off for LVC considering which one's a better foul shooter. But, yeah, Matsuoka definitely a shove on Fritz from behind, unseen by all three officials. We're going to have an officials timeout here as we're under 4 minutes.
Officials timeout. We'll step out. 3:07 to go. First half, it's Vassar 29, LVC 27. This is the NCAA Women's Division III Basketball Playoffs on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery of LVC presents Arnold Newman, luminaries of the 20th century in art, politics, and culture, on display January 20th through March 18th. Notable photographer Arnold Newman is best known for his environmental portraits of some of the biggest names of the 20th century. That's the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery. For more information, go to lvc.edu. Welcome back to Lebanon Valley College. John Wills back alongside Brian Kaiser. 29-27, Vassar leading LVC. 16 points thus far by Brittany Parks.
She's been on fire. 7-for-9 from the field, 2-for-3 outside of the arc. And it's what is available for Vassar at this point. The Brewers are making a very intelligent decision by allowing her to carry the action. And for LVC, they've really spread the scoring around. Hiltz with 8, but 4 each for Chaklos, Fritz, Russo, 3 for Bach, a couple each for Borgia and Murphy. And they're shooting well from the field, although at 43%, that's the same basically as what Vassar is right now. Really the difference in the game, I would think, turnovers. LVC with 6 of them, Vassar with 2, and Vassar has that 2-point lead. Also, John, 5 assists already in this game for Kylie Chaklos for LVC.
LVC comes off the bench with Borgia, Bach, Hiltz, Chaklos, and Murphy. It's O'Connell, Tempura, Matsuoka, Parks, and Allie Higgins for Vassar. 2 shots at the line for Caitlin Bach on that foul. And Colleen O'Connell, first shot is good by Bach. Only the second team foul, only the second foul overall in this first half. Here's Bach's second shot. That one rattles out, no good. Rebounded by the Brewers, and they'll bring it up the floor, right to left. Here's Tempura, the elbow, looking for a backdoor look. Nice steal by Bach. Here comes Hiltz, lobbing it inside. Borgia under, too far. Her shot no good. Bach with a strong rebound, trying to bring it back out front. We'll get the reaching foul on Matt Soroka.
Yeah, reaching it on Bach, and Bach has that bull in the China shop mentality when she's around there. She's just going to ram into anything to try to get that rebound, and that time she ran into Matsuoka, who just was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
First one on Matsuoka, 13 foul, LVC with a basketball. Hiltz on it. LVC down by one. It's 29-28. Favor Vassar. Chaklos on the left wing. Unbounce over to Borgia, right side. Now Hiltz on the wing. Hiltz takes a right baseline. Backdoor Chaklos to the glass. Up and in. Chaklos with four. LVC in front, 30-29.
Great pump fake from Tierney. Hiltz got her the baseline, and when the help defense came, the easy assist.
2:13 to play. First half, Matsuoka with the ball, top of the key. She'll work to the left side. Pulls up at the elbow. Got it. Nice jumper for Matsuoka. She's got five. Back in front is Vassar, 31-30.
She finally got free of Murphy on a screen and took advantage of it. Murphy has been all over her here in the first half.
Chaklos in the backcourt. Getting the call from Todd Goklowski over to Hiltz on the right wing. Hiltz takes it right of the lane to the bucket. Takes those two steps. Her shot is short. Rebounded inside by Tempura. Here comes Parks. Up onto the front court. Parks takes it left of the lane, stops. Her shot blocked by Murphy. It's knocked out of bounds by Murphy. And Murphy now 25 blocks on the season.
And Fritz will come in for LVC. A tremendous defensive play, though, from Caitlin Murphy, switching down low. The best individual defender on this Flying Dutchman team, shows again how tough she is.
O'Connell with the ball in the paint. Left baseline, Matsuoka, jumper, nails it.
And she lost track of Matsuoka on that play. She was actually inside and never picked her back up, as Matsuoka was the one inbounding the basketball, lost track of her, and Matsuoka found the opening.
Three-point lead for Vassar. Here's Murphy, left side. Now the left wing, now on the right wing. Chaklos takes a three, swoosh, and ties this game. Chaklos now with seven. It's 33-33 with a minute two to go in the half.
Just her third three-pointer of the entire season.
Matsuoka getting it to Higgins. On to the right side, three-point jumper outside, way off the mark for Tempura. Rebounded by Bach. She'll get it up to Chaklos. Front court pass, here's Hiltz to the bucket, laying it up and in. Tierney Hiltz, she now has 10 points. LVC in front, 35-33.
Crowd gets back to its feet, and for good reason. Hiltz, a tremendous finisher off the break.
Matsuoka with the ball out front. Bach is guarding her. Matsuoka onto the left side. Park jumper in and out. No good, out of bounds, LVC basketball.
And that was a beg that time from Tempura, who was over the top of Caitlin Bach and was trying to get the call that it was off of Bach. Shot clock pretty much synced up with the game clock. So they're going to turn it off, and LVC will play for the last shot.
Chaklos in the backcourt. Comes over to Todd Goklowski. There's no 10 seconds in the backcourt in women's basketball. There's Chaklos now onto the front court. 12 to go. Tries getting it to Fritz. She'll turn around. Her shot no good. Bach goes down on the rebound. Back the other way comes Higgins. Up onto the front court. 4 seconds. Higgins tries passing. Stolen by Murphy. A shot at the buzzer. Just off the mark. We have reached halftime here in Anvil, Pennsylvania. Our score at the half, Lebanon Valley College 35, Vassar 33. Stay tuned for the halftime show. This is the NCAA Women's Division III Basketball Playoffs on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Members of the Lebanon Valley College Class of 2016 will visit campus on Saturday, March 24th for LVC Live, a program designed exclusively for all accepted students. This program gives students the opportunity to interact with faculty from all academic departments, mingle with current students, and learn about the many different student groups available to join on campus. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Students can register online at lvc.edu.
The Wigan Buckle Theater at Lebanon Valley College presents the spring musical Chicago. The 1997 Broadway hit musical has won 6 Tony Awards and also an Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year. Chicago will be performed in the Leedy Theater February 17th, 18th, and 19th, and the following week on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. For more information, check out wigandbuckle.com.
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/college-store.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $14,800 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate, determine your potential scholarship, and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
WMSSFM.com. WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
And welcome back. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser with you at halftime. Steve Leedy, engineer, studio producer Brendan Leahy. Glad to have you along on the internet, both on audio and video today here at the Arnold Sports Complex. Our halftime score, Lebanon Valley College 35. Vassar 33, LVC down by 5 at one point in this game. First round of the NCAA Division III women's basketball playoffs.
Now let's take a look at the scores around the nation right now. Let's start, we're just going to call them upper left, bottom left, upper right, bottom right in terms of what the bracket is.
Oh, okay.
So upper left, that's the one that has Amherst in it and the other teams that are probably playing to see if they are going to be able to keep up with Amherst. And right now, St. Joseph's from Brooklyn is not. Amherst has the lead late in the first quarter, 45-17. Winner of that one will next play against Babson. They were a 68-59 winner over Bridgewater State. At Juniata, the game's going on there. York, Pennsylvania continues their season and for their head coach as well. 86-66, they blow out St. Vincent. The host right now has a lead late, 80-55, with about 4 minutes left to go against Castleton State. So it looks like a Juniata against York, Pennsylvania matchup in that next round. At Rhode Island College, the game's going on up there. Emmanuel College was playing against Hartwick, and Emmanuel gets the win, 68-61. And they will next play against the winner of the Rhode Island College Baruch game, which right now at halftime, Rhode Island College with a 41-24 lead. Games going on at Kings, even though William Patterson is probably the higher seed there, can't host because their men are, but William Patterson, they didn't have a problem against Salve Regina. 79-44 final in that game. They will next play against the winner of the Kings Oneonta State game, and the host Kings is up at halftime 24-13. So a very low scoring game in that one. That's that upper left bracket. Let's go to the lower left bracket. That's the one that LVC and Vassar are in. Earlier today, Messiah blowing out King College by a score of 73-50, they await potentially unbeaten Mary Washington. They play Keuka, and that game should be going on right now. No updated score from that one. Winner of our game tonight, and again, LVC up 35-33 at halftime on Vassar. Winner will play Mount St. Mary's. They had a last-second shot with 3 seconds left to go from Kristen Nieves to knock off Gwynedd Mercy, 63-62. Games going on at Ithaca College, and it was two teams who had to travel from Maine to get there, and Bowdoin defeats Southern Maine by a score of 75-68. Will they await the host? Yeah, probably so. Ithaca already up on Elms, 29-12, under 4 minutes left to go in the first half of play. Games going on out west. I'm sure these probably haven't even started at this point. George Fox is hosting Cal Lutheran in the late game. Lewis and Clark is up against Concordia, Texas. And actually, that game's at the half. Lewis and Clark, 42-26 lead on Concordia, looking to try to get back to another game against their league mate, George Fox, who is undefeated on the season. Moving out to the upper right, that's the bracket that has one loss, DePauw, and they are hosting games right now. The earlier game was an interesting one, though, because of the two teams involved, and victorious in that one. Where are they? Yes, Carthage, a 74-68 elimination of Wisconsin Whitewater. And, of course, the hosts right now have it all their way. 30 seconds left to go. They're going to beat Westminster, Missouri. They're up 66-46, DePauw. Games played at center. The early game was between Wash U and Ferrum, and they are in the second half of that one. About 11 minutes left to go, and Wash U, after trailing early, now has pulled away to a 55-37 lead in that game. In the nightcap there, Guilford plays against the host center. Games going on at Thomas More. Illinois Wesleyan, no problem whatsoever against Maryville, Tennessee. I'm getting conflicting scores here. We had earlier Wesleyan victorious 84-42 over Marysville, Tennessee, and that is the final in that one. And right now, the host, Thomas More, trailing early to very high-paced Louisiana College, 13-8, 15 minutes left to go in the first half there. And the remaining game up in that upper right, they're being played at Mount Union right now. Nice game between Muhlenberg and Catholic earlier. Red-hot Muhlenberg, though, victorious, 63-54. And now looking to see who they're going to play next. And Mount Union struggling to put away LaRoche, but they are now up with a minute and a half left to go, 69-62. We turn our attention to the bottom right. That's the one with undefeated Chicago and some other dangerous teams in that part of the bracket. And Chicago awaits Monmouth later on this evening. The first game out there at Chicago is between Simpson and Eau Claire. And actually, Wisconsin-Eau Claire is victorious against Simpson tonight by a 69-61 final. Games being played at Calvin. Wisconsin-Lutheran is at Calvin right now in the nightcap, and with about a minute 43 left to go in the first half, it's 52-43, Calvin leading Wisconsin-Lutheran. Stevens Point against Franklin earlier today, a close one, a great game, but Wisconsin-Stevens Point eliminates Franklin 61-58. Games being played at St. Thomas. Coe in River Falls go head-to-head. We have no updated score on that one. And if we don't have an updated score on that one, we don't have one on Martin Luther at St. Thomas either. That's the nightcap out there. And the final grouping is being played at Tufts. And Johns Hopkins was in the early game, and they held off a late rally from the University of New England 53-51. And they will next await the winner of that nightcap. And Tufts, the host right now, trailing Misericordia out of the MAC Freedom. That score right now, 28-24, 3:30 left to go in the first half.
All right, we'll step out. We'll come back with your halftime stats. We're at halftime, game two of the doubleheader here in the NCAA. First round women's Division III basketball playoffs at the half. Lebanon Valley College 35, Vassar 33. Back with more after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College is conducting a special fundraising campaign for the renovations of the Mund College Center. The campaign has over $700,000 in pledges so far on its way to the $1 million goal. Naming opportunities within the Mund College Center exist for those who would like to donate. For more information, call 866-LVC-1866. Okay. open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive six-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu. Post Acute Medical is happy to support the Lebanon Valley College women's basketball team. Post Acute Medical congratulates the Flying Dutchman on a great season, and they wish them good luck in the playoffs. That's Post Acute Medical, proud sponsor of Lebanon Valley College Athletics and Academics. Lebanon Valley College's Distinguished Artist Series presents Richard Elliott, principal organist at the Mormon Tabernacle, in a concert Sunday, February 26th at 3 p.m. Concert tickets are available in advance at the door. Special family tickets are also available. That's Sunday, February 26th at 3 p.m. For more information, go to lvc.edu. This broadcast is brought to you by VoiceRing of PA in Harrisburg. VoiceRing offers business class phone systems flexible enough to handle the modern workforce with professional auto attendant, extension dialing, customized call routing, voicemail, and music on hold. Their number is 395-9301, 395-9301, or online at www.voice-ring.com.
Welcome back. John Rolls back alongside Brian Kaiser. Halftime, 35-33, LVC leading Vassar.
Let's take a look at the statistics in the first half, starting for the host. LVC, led by Tierney Hiltz, is 10 points in the first half. They also have gotten 9 points for Kylie Chacklos, who is part of the way, probably halfway right now to a triple-double. She's got 9 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists in the first half for the freshman in her first ever NCAA tournament action. 4 points for Renee Fritz, 4 also for Gia Russo, and 4 for Caitlin Bach, who leads the team with 7 rebounds in the first half of play. 2 points each for Liz Borgia and Caitlin Murphy. LVC in the first half turned the ball over 6 times. They shot 44% from the field, 3 for 7 behind the arc, which that could be a season high because they don't take many shots from the outside, let alone make them. So 43% from outside the arc, just 2 for 4 from the line in the first half. All those shots coming from Caitlin Bach. For Vassar, 33 points in the first half and 16 of them by Brittany Parks. She was 7 for 11 from the field in the first half for those 16 points. Sydney Matsuoka, 7 points in the first half, 6 for Hannah Senfleber, and 4 for Colleen O'Connell. Those are the only 4 players who have scored for Vassar in the first half. Leading rebounder is O'Connell with 4. They have a total of 4 turnovers in the first half, 2 less than LVC. They shot 43% from the field, 3 for 9 or 33% from outside the arc. Did not take a foul shot in the entire first half. LVC, the rebounding edge at the end of the first half, 24-17. Fast break points in the first half. LVC, 6 of them. Vassar with 2. But really, to be honest, that's probably in the favor of Vassar because LVC would probably like to push the tempo a little bit more than they have. Pretty much, if you take a look at just about every single one of the stats right now, it's all pretty even. These teams very evenly matched so far. I think they match up extremely well. And, oh, got to talk about foul trouble. Vassar in the first half, Brittany Parks, Sydney Matsuoka, Colleen O'Connell are in foul trouble in this game because they each have 1 foul. The only 3 players, all for Vassar, to have fouls. LVC, according to the people in stripes right now, played a perfect first half in terms of no whistles.
Carrie Holman, Terry Glass, and Eric Stryba, they pretty much let them go for the most part up until the last 4 or 5 minutes there in the first half.
There was contact.
Yes. Right?
But they're letting them play.
Yeah.
And I don't think either coach can say they're not being consistent because when there's no whistles, you're pretty consistent both ways. And both these teams shoot foul shots very well. I would expect to see a few more here in the second half of play. Then again, the first game went long. maybe they've got to get someplace else. Need to get out of here early. And that's the quickest way to do it, is let these ladies play.
Well, that first game went very long here with Mount St. Mary College winning. They await the winner of this game, and they will play tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here at LVC. 35-33 LVC with a two-point lead as we start the second half. LVC going with Murphy, Chaklos, Hiltz, Borgia, and Fritz. Matsuoka with the ball with Higgins and Parks. Outside, Matsuoka takes a three, no good. Rebounded by Borgia of LVC.
They ran some motion to see how LVC would defend it, and what they did was switch. And Matsuoka takes the three-pointer, misses it, and LVC with the opportunity now on the other end.
Borgia, top of the key, Chaklos left side. She'll dribble to the right, lobbing it in for Fritz down the lane. She's fouled, going to the bucket. This might be number two on Parks, let's see. And it is.
I'd like to say that's a huge development in terms of fouls. It'll be her second personal foul. It's not like anyone's really in foul trouble right now. Fritz to the line, just 53% from the season from the line, although she has been hitting them a little bit better, hit three big ones in the championship game of the Commonwealth Conference.
Hits the first one, makes it a three-point lead for LVC. 36-33, second one by Fritz is on the way, and that one's also good. 37-33, LVC up by four. Matsuoka. Now the elbow, Tempora. Matsuoka out front, right side for Parks. Down low, Semp Lieber back out to Parks deep in the corner. Almost stolen by Murphy. On the wing again, it's Parks going to the left side, plays it out onto the left wing. Higgins on it, five on the shot, but we're going to get a travel.
Walk down the lane. Yep, great defense. The switching of Lebanon Valley is bothering the players other than the two main guards. And when it's those other players who have the basketball, anyone other than Parks and Matsuoka, they are having difficulty creating their own shots.
Chaklos to Murphy on the left wing. Murphy dribbling out front, takes it right of the lane. Now here's Hiltz for three, in and out. Rebounded on the inside by Vassar. Back the other way comes Matsuoka. Matsuoka onto the front court, takes it down to the left wing, stops, tosses it back out front for Tempora. Over to the left side, going to the bucket is going to be Parks, and she will be fouled on the wing. This should be number one on Hiltz.
Murphy. They got Murphy with it. But there were three different players reaching in for Lebanon Valley. The first whistle of the game against the Flying Dutchman.
Inbounds pass. Parks gets it in out front to Tempora. On to the left side. Again, it's Parks taking it to the bucket, laying it up with the left hand. It's good.
Real nice shoulder fake, too. Forced Murphy to commit to the pass and the kickout pass and gave her the lane to the baseline.
37-35 LVC. Here's Chaklos taking it down the lane. Takes a little seven-footer, and it's good. They gave her the rim. She didn't want to take it the whole way. Why not when you got the open seven-footer? It's 39-35 LVC. Parks with the ball on the right wing. She'll work toward the foul line. Pulls back near the top of the key. Now on the left elbow, it's Tempora. Left side, three-pointer. Way off the mark for Higgins. Rebounded by Fritz. Up to Chaklos. Here comes LVC. Chaklos, left side, Hills to the bucket. Too strong. Rebound, Borgia. One bounce. Her shot is short. The ball knocked out of bounds. Off Borgia. It's Vassar basketball.
Substitutions coming in for Vassar. They've seen enough of Higgins and Tempora. O'Connell and Berg check back in the game. And I really think they've been better with the two of them in the game. O'Connell more of a presence inside, and Berg has been more under control from the outside.
Here's Berg. Jumper from the left baseline, no good. Rebounded by Hiltz. Hiltz quickly takes it up the floor, far side. Stops right wing, inside Borgia. Her pass hits off the body, I believe, of O'Connell. Out of bounds.
As she was trying to shove it over to Murphy and didn't see the trailer coming behind her. Unfortunately, the trailer, Semfleber, didn't see the ball coming to her and knocked it out.
Chaklos inbounds. Hiltz lost it out of bounds. She's looking to pull it up or pass it, and Matsuoka knocked it out of bounds. It'll be another inbound for LVC underneath their bucket. Chaklos, LVC boxes it out front, gets it for Hiltz, but it's knocked out of bounds once again by Matsuoka.
So they'll run something else here. Still 20 seconds left on the shot clock, so plenty of time.
Checklist looking to get it in. Having a hard time finding someone. Finally, Fritz deep in the corner. Out front for Hiltz. Hiltz with it. 17-20 to play, second half, 39-35 LVC. Chaklos right wing, Borgia top of the key, left side Hiltz, lobbing it inside, Fritz under too far, hit underneath the glass, Borgia with a strong rebound and a foul on the inside on Vassar.
Yeah, the idea, what they're trying to do, Lebanon Valley, they're trying to work the ball around and try to find some sort of an entry because of how hard Vassar's trying to overplay on Fritz. They're trying to lob the ball down low to her, just got her a little bit too far underneath, but Borgia's hustle keeps the possession for the Flying Dutchman.
Semfleber called for her first, team second. Out front is Murphy, right side for Hiltz. Hiltz dribbling right, takes it to the bucket in traffic, up the glass, good, and the foul.
And that's what Tierney Hiltz can do. That really, you don't see as many of the other players as willing to do as often as Hiltz does, and that is create her own opportunities, dribbling between players, not afraid of the contact, and she is able to finish as well as anybody on this squad.
Second foul on Semfleber. Foul shot, no good. Murphy with the rebound, though. We're going to get a jump ball, and the possession will go to LVC.
Four burgundy jerseys, only one white one on the rebound, but it was Murphy who outraced the rest of them to the basket and beat the Brewers to the ball.
Here's Chaklos, left side. Murphy takes it to the bucket, left side, off the glass, good, and the foul. LVC now up 43-35, 8-point lead as its largest.
I think a big advantage also for LVC, they are the more aggressive team towards taking the ball to the basket. So what's going on right now within the second half on the offensive end, each head coach is in front of the officials when their team has the basketball. Look for both teams to lobby a little bit more, and the more aggressive team, LVC, is now drawing some contact.
16:44 to play here in the second half. 43-35, LVC with its largest lead of the game. That was foul. I don't think, who did they get that foul on?
We'll take a look at it.
I believe it was Semfleber, her second.
I'll find it for you here. Matsuoka.
Matsuoka with
it. Matsuoka, that's her second.
Matsuoka has two, yep, Parks two, Semfleber two, but the fourth team foul.
Right.
For Vassar.
And that's the more important thing because LVC just with one so far, and both these teams are excellent foul shooting teams, so LVC with the lead now, they've made a little bit of a push here. Their largest lead of the game of 8 points, and Murph going to the line to try to complete the three-point play. So you've got the lead. You're a great foul-shooting team. You're on your home floor. Things looking up right now for the Flying Dutchman, and the outstanding guard tandem of Parks and Matsuoka have got to respond now for Vassar.
One shot for Murphy at the line. It's good. She completes the three-point play. 44-35, LVC up by 9. Vassar with the ball, getting a lot of pressure. They'll play it for Berg. Chaklos knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Vassar ball.
And a great switch defensively. The first time in this game that Lebanon Valley has gone press at all. A 2-2-1 zone press, and that gave Vassar some problems getting it up the floor.
Matsuoka looking inbound. It finds Parks over on the left baseline. Takes it to the bucket off the glass, and good. She's got 20. It's 44-37 LVC.
Her recognition is the key. She knows she has Hiltz on her, knows she can get the first step, and with Hiltz not being 100% with those legs, it's difficult for her to keep up against the hard-driving Parks.
Chaklos, left wing, top of the key, takes it to the right elbow, down low, Bach all alone off the glass and good. Bach's got six. It's 46-37 LVC.
A lot of switching for Vassar, but nobody picking up the last player on the help defense, and Bach got a freebie.
Matsuoka with the ball to Parks on the right wing. Parks top of the key going to the left side. Lobs it for Matsuoka, left corner. Back out to Parks on the wing. Parks near the top of the key. Looks to go right, stops, lobs it down low. Semfleber shot no good, gets her own rebound. Put back no good, but she's fouled on the inside.
Steps right into Renee Fritz, and Fritz with the arm up, going to pick up the personal. Official timeout. We're under the first 4 minutes, and what a great 4 minutes of play this has been for Lebanon Valley as they've gone from a two-point lead at the half, now up by nine.
15:40 to go, second half, LVC 46, Vassar 37. This is the NCAA Women's Division III Basketball Playoffs on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Post Acute Medical is happy to support the Lebanon Valley College women's basketball team. Post Acute Medical congratulates the Flying Dutchman on a great season, and they wish them good luck in the playoffs. That's Post Acute Medical, proud sponsor of Lebanon Valley College Athletics and Academics.
LVC with a lead. 46-37 in favor of the Flying Dutchman.
Flying Dutchman making their third straight NCAA appearance. A couple years ago, lost to Medina 64-63 in a very controversial ending of that game where there was about a four- or five-step layup to win it for Medina in the lane. No bitterness there. And last year, Elite Eight run for LVC. They beat Newman in the first round by an 83-68 score. They beat Randolph-Macon, then after that, 73-56. We're surprised to find out that they were hosting again then in the Sweet 16 round and responded by blowing out an outstanding William Patterson team, 83-61, before losing to Christopher Newport, a.k.a. Chelsea Schwerz, and the rest of the team, 62-50. Man, was she tremendous in that game and all season for them. But it was a tremendous run for the Flying Dutchman a season ago and looking to make another run this year.
Christopher Newport lost in the semifinals, yes, if I remember.
That is correct. And
they ended up as third.
Don't quote me on that, but I think they did end up winning the third place game. You're going to make me look that up, aren't you?
I totally forget, too. Seth Lieber at the line gets two shots, and her first one is good. She has 7 points, 46-38 LVC. LVC with just two team fouls. Second shot also good for Seth Lieber. LVC now with Amanda Donia into the contest for Hiltz. Murphy with the basketball out on the right side. Fritz, left side, Chaklos. Chaklos out front, left side for Donia. Donia on the wing, Chaklos, right side, Murphy. Murphy on the right wing, right side, Bach. Out front, Donia, nine on the shot. Chaklos, left wing, takes it along the baseline. Bounces it to Bach inside, her shot blocked out of bounds with 2 seconds on the shot clock for LBC as they went down underneath the bucket.
Yeah, really nice defense on that play from Vassar, and LVC's got to rush one.
Chaklos looks to get it in. Down the lane, Donia, one bounce off the glass, and in Amanda Donia puts it in. Her first bucket of the game, it's 48-39 LVC.
No panic at all, and now it's that matchup that I talked about earlier in the first half, where Donia in on Parks, Murphy on Matsuoka, probably their two best guard defenders out there on the floor right now.
Parks onto the right side. Semph Lieber. Now Matsuoka on the wing. Matsuoka takes it, pulls up just outside the foul line. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Chaklos. Here comes LVC. Now Chaklos will slow it up. Todd Gutkowski says, stay back, as he gets set to also put in two new subs. Forge and Hiltz getting set to come back in. 14:30 to play here in the second half. LVC up by nine. Here's Chaklos taking it up the right side. Right corner, Donia. Donia with it. Out front for Murphy. Bouncing it down. Fritz, left side, five-footer, got it.
Sweet reversal, and LVC calls a 30-second timeout to make those substitutions. But I love what they're doing. Dishing the ball over the right side, making the defense slide that way, and then quickly reverse it to the left. The great entry pass, which the placement of it from Murphy is the key. She leads Fritz to the open spot, which gets her in rhythm to be able to catch the ball, turn, and shoot in one motion before the Brewers defense can adjust.
Largest lead of the game now for LVC of 11 points. I say that with caution because the previous game here, we saw Gwynedd Mercy dominate the game for the most part at times. Up in double digits, yep, and blow the lead at the end and lose the game.
they didn't have a home crowd behind them either, and that's a big factor here. Also,
did Mount St. Mary.
but you had a team that does have the home court crowd, and also the experience from a year ago. By the way, Christopher Newport was a winner in that third place game last year, 64-58 over Illinois Wesleyan.
Vassar with the ball, Berg on it, now to Parks. Parks works to the left side, bouncing it. Here's Matsuoka back over to Parks on the left wing. Tries going inside, her shot no good, but they'll whistle the foul on, I believe, Liz Borgia.
Could be Chaklos or Borgia, both of them were there.
Whoever was close. Yep, they'll go with Chaklos, her first, team third, before the shot, inbound underneath for Vassar. Matsuoka gets it in, inside, O'Connell puts it up, and in, it's 50-41.
Got caught on a switch, and Chaklos stuck on O'Connell, had no chance to keep up on the inside with the size of O'Connell.
Here's Donia, top of the key, onto the right side for Hiltz. Hiltz bouncing it for Bach, right of lane. Check that, Borgia off the glass, too strong. Bach with a rebound. Her put back, no good again. This time Borgia will try. Her shot no good, and a big rebound inside by O'Connell.
Yeah, between the two of them, one of them had to make one of those chippies and had three chances, no dice.
Matsuoka with the ball, lost it momentarily, gets it back out to Parks, top of the key, she lost it. Donia dives for the ball, still loose, and the timeout called for by O'Connell. Nice job by her to get on and immediately call for the timeout with 13:18 to play here in the second half. 50-41 LVC leading Vassar. The winner of this game plays tomorrow night against Mount St. Mary College.
In the second half for Lebanon Valley, they've been able to pull out to this lead, and Kylie Chaklos continues to have a huge game in terms of three different statistics, 11 points, 7 rebounds as a guard, and also 8 assists in this game. She's not far from her first ever triple-double, and what a place to get it if you can in the first round of the NCAA tournaments as a freshman, your first ever trip here. But, I mean, there's been a lot of great performances, and Amanda Donia becomes a much more focal person for LVC with her defensive skill. She's going to come out now as Murphy has gotten a breather, but she did a really nice job against both Parks and Matsuoka when she's been asked to here in the second half and also in the first half.
Parks with the basketball out front. She'll stop top of the key, right side O'Connell. Down low, Semph-Lieber tosses it to the corner. Matsuoka back to Semph-Lieber inside, and a reach-in foul on Tierney Hiltz. That'll be her first for LVC.
Yeah, and she came in there, and sometimes you don't get that call against you. Instead, you get a held ball situation, but because Hiltz was just a touch late getting there, they gave him the whistle.
Vassar to inbound underneath the bucket. Parks tosses it out front. O'Connell inside the foul line hits the 14-footer.
Lebanon Valley again getting caught on a switch there, and it was Chaklos giving up 7 inches trying to track O'Connell. That's not a good matchup.
50-43 LVC. Hiltz with the ball left to the lane. Left corner goes Murphy for three. No good. Rebound inside by Bach. Her put back no good again. Rebounded this time by Vassar and Semph-Lieber. Down to Parks. Into the paint. Back out front, Matsuoka near the foul line. Jumper got it. 15-footer from Matsuoka. She's got 9. And clawing back is Vassar. They're within 5.
6-point run for the Brewers. And it's missed shots and missed easy ones inside for LVC. And Vassar making them pay on the other side.
Here's Murphy with the ball on the right side. Holding out front. Hiltz takes the 3. No good. And a pushing foul on the inside against Semph-Lieber. As she knocked in the Bach for the rebound, that is number 3 on her.
Bach just working really hard. But Lebanon Valley, that's not their game. They're not a team that settles for outside jumpers like that. And this is a place where the other team making a run, you don't want to settle for that outside jumper where they've been successful. Sometimes dribble penetrating, sometimes passes. You got to stick with that.
Hiltz with the ball on the left wing, top of the key to Fritz. Right side, Murphy. 11:55 to play, second half. 50-45 LVC. Bach out front. Now Hiltz. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Chaklos, elbow. In traffic, no good. Rebound O'Connell, Vassar. Here come the Brewers the other way, Matsuoka. right wing, goes into the lane, plays it left side, jumper, Tempora, no good, rebounded by Bach. Here come the Flying Dutchman, Checklers, quickly up onto the front court, right side for Murphy. Bouncing it down to Fritz, right of the paint, shot no good, but she is fouled. That's going to be the first on Kristen Tempora.
And we're going to be at the under 4 minute timeout, the official timeout, before we take the foul shots. But a good job by the senior captain Murphy, settling things down, getting a nice entry pass into Renee Fritz, and a great scoring opportunity.
And that's the sixth team foul. Even though Fritz will go to the line shooting two, we'll step out. 11:24 to play here in the second half. LVC 50, Nassar 45, back on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in the student's area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
John Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser, 50-45, LVC leading with 11:24 to play here in the second half.
Just a quick check of some scoring and the leading scoring in the game. Brittany Parks, leading scorer for both teams. She's got 20 for Vassar, 9 for Matsuoka, 8 for Senfleber, 8 for O'Connell. The other three players for Vassar, a combined 0 for 13 when they take shots. Guess who you try to allow the ball in the hands of if you're Lebanon Valley. For the Flying Dutchman, 12 points for Tierney Hiltz, 11 for Kylie Chaklos, 8 for Renee Fritz, 6 for Caitlin Box. She has 10 rebounds, 5 for Murphy, 4 for Russo, 2 each for Borgiandonia.
We remind you this game is also on the internet via video. GoDutchman.com. You can click the video link, and from that you can catch the video and our audio. Or at WMSSFM.com, you can get one of two links. The PennLive.com audio link, which is real audio. Or you can get the other link from WMSS, which will give it to you in all kinds of different ways. iTunes, real audio. Media player, thank you.
Flash, I think, also.
Yes.
Supports it.
So making sure everyone doesn't miss any of these playoff games. Here's Fritz at the line. First shot is good. A perfect 3-for-3 from the foul line so far tonight, 51-45.
She's been saving this up.
She has been.
53% on the season coming in to this game.
Didn't miss in the Commonwealth Conference Championship game and hasn't missed here. She's 4-for-4. It's 52-45. LVC, but Vassar with the basketball now. Matsuoka on the left side for Berg. Berg dribbling to the left side, takes it toward the corner. Back out to the wing. Here's Parks bouncing at Tempora. Back to Parks on the wing, takes it baseline. Now Tempora on the wing. Inside O'Connell, hook shot, no good. Rebounded by Fritz. She'll hand it off to Checklos.
Actually, not bad defense from Lebanon Valley. They got caught with a switch down low, and Checklos actually did a really good job of not allowing O'Connell just to bull her inside.
Checklos with the ball left wing. Out front for Fritz. Right wing for Bach. Top of the key to Murphy. Left side, Fritz. 9 on the shot. Top of the key, Hiltz. She'll take the 3. Bullseye! Tierney Hiltz, her third 3 of the game. It's 55-45, 10-point lead.
She got herself dead straight down the middle, and that's why she was able to hit that one. Lots of room given to her, but she hits yet another 3-point basket. Her third of the game.
Matsuoka, top of the key. Bounce pass, Tempora, O'Connell in the corner, Berg for 2, got it. Maya Berg's first bucket of the game, 55-47, LVC with the lead and 10 minutes to play now. In the second half, Murphy, left wing. Top of the key, stops near the foul line, left side to Checklos. Now Hiltz, top of the key. On to the right side for Murphy. Murphy holding, lobbing it for Bach down low off the glass. No good, but a foul inside on Vassar.
And Vassar's decision to front the bigs of Lebanon Valley is forcing their guards to try to undercut and get underneath. And because of the spacing on the floor from the Valley, their guards are staying wide on the opposite side. It's a long way to go for Matsuoka from that backside of the play. She couldn't get there in time, and all she could do was get some contact and pick up her third foul.
And the team's seventh is going to be a two-shot foul, a shooting foul here for Bach, who misses the first, but now bonus for LVC. Bach has missed 3 of 5.
Just another one.
They get 4 of 6. It's out of bounds off of LVC.
I think that hand, I mean, the hand is probably an issue because you hurt something like that at the beginning of the week. You probably don't do as much with it, especially things that force you to really tax it when you're getting ready for a playoff game.
And Borgia looks like she's ready to check back in, probably for Bach. Out front, Matsuoka, top of the key. Working against Fritz. She'll take the jumper for 3. It's good.
Yeah, smart job by Matsuoka. Realizing she had Renee Fritz switched out onto her, backed her off with a good jab step, and then when Fritz gave her some room, just took her to, took the shot right over top of her.
Jacklos has the ball stolen away from her, going down the left side. Here comes Vassar. They're down by 5. Matsuoka getting it up. Berg, left baseline. Jumper, got it. Berg brings them within 3 points. It's 55-52 LVC.
When you have great guards that are able to impact things on the defense and then turn things the other way offensively, you never seem like you're out of a game, especially when you're in the playoffs.
Murphy with the ball on the left side, holding, trying to get it for Fritz. That pass is blocked. Matsuoka getting it up to Berg. Berg right side, blocked out of bounds by Checklos. No foul called.
No foul called, but there was a lot of arm there. She did get a lot of ball, but there was a lot of arm there.
Now it's going to be Bach checking out. Borgia checks in. Vassar to inbound underneath the bucket, down by just 3 with 8:38 to go. O'Connell looks to find someone. Lobs it in way out front to Tempora. And Matsuoka will set things up out front. Working against Hiltz. Over on the left side is Berg. Matsuoka trying to get it on the inside, and O'Connell is going to be called for the fouls. She knocked down Chacklos.
That was sneaky from Chacklos because she was getting bowled around inside, and that's what you're going to do if you're a big. You got a 7-inch size advantage and definitely some power advantage on the inside. You go right at the smaller player. Chacklos took the flop and got the call.
Left side, here's Murphy. Murphy goes toward the lane, down the bucket, up and in. Caitlin Murphy back to a 5-point lead for LVC, 57-52.
And you need that calming basket. Caitlin Murphy, the senior captain, steps forward and makes that move.
Out front, Matsuoka. Spin move to the left side, back pedals again. Matsuoka moves toward the foul line, puts up the 17. Futter got it.
She's feeling it now. And Murphy's going to try to lobby a little bit for a push-off, but really, Matsuoka, great crossover dribble, got some freedom, and is starting to feel it.
57-54, LVC with a 3-point lead. Fritz hands it off to Hiltz. Hiltz bouncing it down for Borgia, right of the lane, off the glass high, bounces out, no good. LVC cannot get a bucket on the inside from their bigs. Here comes Vassar the other way, Parks at the right elbow. Left side, Matsuoka out front for Parks. Parks at the top of the key, 7:22 to play. Parks still out on the left wing, working against Borgia. Parks, spin move, off the glass, too strong. Rebounded inside. O'Connell, her shot slotted away by Fritz. Left side, Matsuoka. Here's Parks, takes the 3 from the corner. That's no good. This time the ball knocks around. O'Connell gets it to Parks. Inside, Tempora. Back out front, Matsuoka for 3. No good. O'Connell with another rebound. No, it's going to be Murphy, and we're going to get a foul. Called on Brittany Parks. That's number 3 on her. They'll walk to the other end for the 1-on-1.
And Murphy, 84% from the line, is going to be the one going to the line for the Flying Dutchman. They had some trouble boxing out on the play, and we're going to be at the official timeout here. But some difficulty for LVC boxing out. But Vassar, too many passes that time. I thought Parks had a wide-open opportunity from about 5 feet away, tried to dump the ball down low to something that wasn't there. They swung it out to Matsuoka, who rushed a 3, and then the loose ball after that, Murphy's hustle, was able to get her to the line.
We'll take a break, 6:56 to play. Here in the second half, LVC 57, Vassar 54, back on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
John Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser, round one of the NCAA Women's Division III tournaments. Brian, some of the keys and some of the things we're noticing. You and I saw just a little video footage of Vassar this season, and that last stint down the floor was totally different than what we saw. We saw a lot of strength on the inside, some rebounding, getting control of the bucket. And the LVC needed that timeout to get Bach back in for us to take over. But the bigs are just not getting it done on the inside offensively and defensively right now.
That's the problem right now. You take a look at the shooting numbers from the LVC bigs. Borgia 1 for 6. Fritz 3 for 8. Bach 2 for 9. Those are players whose majority of shots are going to be taking anywhere from around the basket area, maybe as far out sometimes as 7 feet. In fact, Borgia's one shot was a 17-footer that she made. So Lebanon Valley at this point not getting that, that means they've got to be getting the points from their guards. And right now Tierney Hiltz with 15, including 3 three-point baskets in this one. Chaklos with 11, the two leading scorers for the Flying Dutchman.
1-1 shot of the line for Murphy is on the way, and it is good. Caitlin Murphy with 6 in the second half, 8 on the game, 58-54 LVC. Their largest lead of the game was 11. Second shot bounces good. Back to a 5-point lead for LVC with 6:55 to go. Up the floor comes Matsuoka. Plays it to O'Connell with the right elbow. Left side, Matsuoka. Stolen away by Caitlin Murphy. Here comes Murphy dribbling through traffic up the left side. She'll slow it up as Vassar was quick to get back defensively.
Yeah, tremendous play by Murphy, too. Kept her head up after switching defensively and looked for the return pass off the pick and roll.
Here's Hiltz with it out front. Crossover dribble. Right side, Chaklos for three. No good. Rebounded by Bach in the corner. Brings it back out to Murphy. LVC sets it up. Up by 5 with 6:18 to play. Second half, Bach out front. Left side, Murphy. Top of the key to Fritz. Right side, Hiltz. Hiltz out front. Right corner, Bach. She'll dribble toward the paint. Underhand layup, no good. Rebounded by O'Connell. Back the other way comes Matsuoka. Has her pocket picked by Murphy. Murphy comes up with it. Still on her knees, bouncing it to Bach. What a great defensive play once again by Caitlin Murphy, and the crowd loves it.
She's amazing. And the crowd responds the way that they should, respecting the ability of Caitlin Murphy, who has 2 steals in as many trips.
Here's Hiltz down the lane to the bucket. Up, no good. Partially blocked. Bach with a rebound. Back out to Hiltz in the corner. She'll let it fly. No good.
Oh, that would have been a huge one. That would have brought the house down.
Tempora gets the rebound. Here comes Matsuoka. LVC up by 5. Vassar with the basketball. 5:25 to go. Matsuoka center circle, right side Berg. Berg on the right wing, working against Chaklos. Holding, one bounce, holds again. Now Tempora, top of the key. Right side for Berg. Berg takes it toward the foul line. Now top of the key, stops. Right wing it goes. They'll work it around. Down low, Tempora underhand and layup, got it in.
It's her first basket of the game after missing her first 8 shots. But she finally got the ball where she should be, which is down low, posting up on a smaller player.
By the way, failed to mention Michaela Janowski in the game. Here comes LVC. Chaklos takes it to the hole.
Foul line screen, freezer up. Poor communication that time from Vassar.
Reach in foul on Caitlin Murphy out front. 61-56 LVC, 4:42 to play here in the second half. Murphy picking up number 2 and the team's 5th.
They're keeping that uneasy 5-point cushion, though, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Uneasy because a single basket makes it a 1-possession game.
Out front is Parks on the wing. Parks near the foul line, tosses it in the corner, Tempora. Matsuoka, now Parks, top of the key. Parks working against Hiltz. Matsuoka on the right wing. Tempora inside. Back out. Berg, left wing. Two-pointer is good. Berg has six in the second half. 61-58 LVC, 4:15 to go.
And Vassar parking in the lane. I was counting for at least 5 seconds. They had players, the same players in the lane. No call, and the jumper from Burke makes it one possession.
Murphy, top of the key, takes it left elbow. Left wing to Hiltz. She'll go toward the paint. Running floater of 10 feet is good for Tierney Hiltz.
When your bigs aren't getting it done inside, have somebody create. And that's Tierney Hiltz, the creator on this team offensively.
63-58 LVC. Out front is Parks, takes it to the left side. Now Berg almost lost it. Back pedals, top of the key. Onto the right side, Matsuoka. Matsuoka on the right wing. Works it to the left side. Pulls up at the elbow. 15-footer is good for Matsuoka. It's 63-60 LVC.
She's just an outstanding player. And you've got to realize, even if you play good defense, they had two hands in her face working off screens. Did a great job of getting to her. And she still makes a shot over top of it.
3:18 to play. Here's Hiltz. Her pass knocked away, gets it back. 14 on the shot, down low. Fritz kisses it off the glass for two.
Nice job by Hilt, sticking with the play, keeping her concentration, and Fritz continuing to work on ball side.
65-60. Here's a steal by Tierney Hiltz. She'll take a one-on-one against Matsuoka to the bucket. Lost it. Gets it back. Puts it up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Comes to Bach. She'll put it up and in and finish it off.
Bach. That's the hustle play right now that keeps LVC ahead.
67-60 LVC. Matsuoka with the ball out front. Takes it along the baseline. A running 10-footer. Got it. Oh, she's on fire right now. She's got 11 in the second half, 18 on the game. 67-62 LVC with 2:28 and counting here in the second half.
Murphy couldn't have been any closer defensively, and still Matsuoka makes it.
Chaklos pulls up a 17-footer, nails it!
Ice water.
The freshman with 6 in the second half, 15 on the game at 69-62 LVC. Here's Parks with the ball. Out on the wing. Takes it toward the corner, then stops. Now the foul line, down low, Tempora. Someone, that was Fritz in her face. Out to Parks to the bucket. They'll call the blocking foul on LVC.
And she went down hard.
Yeah.
She went between players, and Fritz, as she reached in, a lot of body, and there's no question it was a foul. It's just an awkward landing for Brittany Parks, and a tough place for the senior to go down here with 2 minutes exactly left to go in this game.
Parks, 16 in the first half, held to just 4 here in the second half.
And we're at the final official's timeout with 2 minutes left to go.
She's really banged up. She's limping.
She's really banged up. And if you are Vassar at this point, and Coach Candace Brown looking down her bench, she's got a lot of people who can take the foul shots, but Parks is a 77% shooter. So it's tough for her to have her come out of the game at this point. But if she can't go, and the important thing you have to think about here is defensively. If you want her taking the foul shots, but you can get her out of the game and you're not worried about your timeouts, they only have two remaining. So you have to figure out right away, can she go? Can she play defensively, I think, is the real key. And I believe the answer here is... It seems no based on her body language initially. But with the official's timeout, it's going to give her plenty of time. Lebanon Valley here in the second half has not shot particularly well compared to Vassar. Vassar's 52% here in the second half from the field. But LVC, despite only shooting 41% in the second half, they've gotten to the line 10 times compared to 2 for Vassar, and they are now out-rebounding the Brewers by 13. And that's second half just collapsing, hitting the board. I think they're looking for something right now. Maybe a tooth, maybe a contact.
Yeah, good point. One of those two, I bet you. Because they're, they're walking around quite dangerously if it's a contact.
Not a contact, Lens. Hiltz, 17. Chaklos, 15. Fritz, 12. For LVC, the players in double digits. For Vassar, it's the two you would expect. Parks with 20. Matsuoka with 18.
Well, they did look at her eye. Her left eye.
She's going to go out there.
Yes, she is. 2 minutes to play. Second half, 69-62. LVC leading.
Brown looking down her bench. She's got a lot of people who can take the foul shots, but Parks is a 77% shooter. So it's tough for her to have her come out of the game at this point. But if she can't go, and the important thing you have to think about here is defensively. If you want her taking the foul shots, but you can get her out of the game and you're not worried about your timeouts, they only have two remaining. So you have to figure out right away, can she go? Can she play defensively, I think, is the real key. And I believe the answer here is no. Well, it seems no based on her body language initially. But with the official's timeout, it's going to give her plenty of time. Lebanon Valley here in the second half has not shot particularly well compared to Vassar. Vassar's 52% here in the second half from the field. But LVC, despite only shooting 41% in the second half, they've gotten to the line 10 times compared to 2 for Vassar, and they are now out-rebounding the Brewers by 13. And that's second half just collapsing, hitting the board. I think they're looking for something right now, maybe a tooth, maybe a contact.
Yeah, good point. One of those two, I bet you, because they're, well if it's a contact,
it ain't a contact.
Yeah, they're walking around quite dangerously if it's a contact.
Not a contact, Lenz. Hiltz, 17. Chaklos, 15. Fritz, 12. For LVC, the players in double digits. For Vassar, it's the two you would expect. Parks with 20. Matsuoka with 18.
Now, they did look at her eye. Her left eye.
She's going to go out there.
Yes, she is. 2 minutes to play. Second half, 69-62. LVC leading. 9 team fouls on Vassar, so that'll put LVC double bonus on that next foul.
And Lebanon Valley, a 75% foul shooting team, 13th in the nation. A big advantage for them to be in the lead at this stage.
They've got 6 team fouls, so bonus as well for Vassar. And the first shot is good for Brittany Parks. She has 21. Makes it 69-63, LVC. Second shot also good, 69-64, LVC. That five-point lead has just been
the uneasy five-point lead, but it's a lead, and they'll take it for now.
Hiltz out front for Bach, left side for Chaklos. Chaklos on the left wing, goes down the lane, throws up another shot, no good, but she is fouled going to the hole.
Great job by Chaklos baiting Matsuoka into thinking that she's going to go strong hand dribble with the right and then crossed her over because there was no defensive support to that left side. It allowed Chaklos to get scot-free to the basket.
Chaklos hits the first foul shot. 16 on the contest for her.
And 83% from the line for the season for Chaklos.
And her second shot is on the way, no good. 70-64 LVC. 140 to go. Here's Parks out to Berg. Everyone thought she traveled. The official had to hear it from the crowd. A little delayed and said, "You're right, crowd. I'm going to call it."
They're exactly right. She left her feet looking for a pass, thought she had an outlet, and instead had no one to go to because her outlet pass was covered.
Here's Murphy. A little pressure now from Berg in the backcourt. Gives it off to Hiltz. She'll work against Parks. Hiltz crossover dribble near midcourt. Takes it toward the lane. Going to the bucket. Back door. Look off the glass and in for Renee Fritz, who finishes it off at 72-64 LVC. Here comes Matsuoka the other way. Gets a screen. Puts up the 15-footer and nails it again. Matsuoka makes it 72-66, still in favor of LVC with a minute five to go.
If you're Vassar, you have to play defense here because of how well LVC shoots the foul shots.
Here's Hiltz out on the left wing, left corner, Chaklos. 57 seconds to play, LVC up by 6. Right side is Murphy, 10 on the shot. Murphy on the right wing, top of the key to Fritz, left side Hiltz. She'll dribble toward the lane, left corner, Chaklos, little fake. puts up the 17-footer, no good. Rebounded on the inside by Parks. Back the other way comes Vassar with 37 seconds. Parks with it. Left side, good job by Murphy, getting the hand in there and poking it out of bounds. Clock at 33 seconds. It's 72-66 LVC.
If I'm Vassar, I'm calling a timeout right now because I got to tell my ladies, we need a three here because you don't want to trade points with the Flying Dutchman.
Inbounds comes out to Matsuoka, top of the key. Matsuoka lobbing it to Parks near the foul line. Back to the left side. O'Connell, eight-footer, bounces around and falls in. O'Connell makes it a four-point game. LVC with the ball and 20 seconds to go. LVC leading 72-68. I'm surprised Vassar's not fouling.
They aren't recognizing how much time's left.
No, long pass down. Chaklos has to save it. Dribbles through traffic. Gets it over to Bach. Bach out front to Hiltz. Vassar finally fouls with 6 seconds to play.
They blew it. They absolutely blew it there. They didn't even recognize how much time was left in the game.
No, they should have been fouling as soon as that inbound came in down here.
24 seconds left to go. You don't have time to sit there and play defense. And it's going to cost Vassar any chance to advance.
I'm shocked they didn't foul. First shot by Hiltz is good.
One of the finest intellectual institutions in the nation is Vassar. They lost their heads on that one.
Hiltz misses the second one. 3 seconds to go. LVC up 73-68. Vassar has it, doesn't even realize time is even expiring on him. Wow, a big breakdown at the very end for Vassar, and the Flying Dutchmen have advanced to the second round tomorrow night, where they will face Mount St. Mary College. Final score, LVC 73, Vassar 68. Stay tuned for the post-game wrap-up coming up on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery of LVC presents Arnold Newman, Luminaries of the 20th Century in Art, Politics, and Culture, on display January 20th through March 18th. Notable photographer Arnold Newman is best known for his environmental portraits of some of the biggest names of the 20th century. That's the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Members of the Lebanon Valley College Class of 2016 will visit campus on Saturday, March 24th for LVC Live, a program designed exclusively for all accepted students. This program gives students the opportunity to interact with faculty from all academic departments, mingle with current students, and learn about the many different student groups available to join on campus. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Students can register online at lvc.edu.
Welcome back. Arnold Gymnasium here at Lebanon Valley College. Final score, LVC 73, Vassar 68. The Flying Dutchman hold on down the stretch, but Vassar, Brian, in his final 30 seconds almost went comatose, not knowing how to play down by just 4 points.
They were playing
in final seconds of a game.
They were playing like there's 10 minutes left to go in the game instead of 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I cannot even begin to try to explain that one to you. LVC up by, and I think the first mistake, and this is where I'm going to go back to. With 33 seconds left when Murphy knocked the ball out of bounds, I'm calling timeout because I've got to make sure everyone knows exactly what's going on at this point.
And they had two timeouts at that point.
Left to go. You can't take, well, they did take them with them, but you can't cash them in for anything.
Right.
So with those 33 seconds left on the clock, I'm calling timeout, making sure everyone knows, hey, we need a three here because we can't trade points with these guys. We have to set something up for that. LVC did a great job when they didn't call timeout of forcing them to take a two, which they made. It's a four-point game. And then Lebanon Valley inbounds the basketball. And not only did they not foul, they didn't even pressure the ball.
No.
And an easy job for Hiltz. She gets the ball, and she, I think, almost incredulously is standing there thinking, somebody's got to come to me at some point. And finally, after about 8 seconds tick off the clock, Someone comes towards her. She fires the ball at the floor. They're able to milk away the next 14 seconds of play before finally somebody gets fouled. Inexplicably, Vassar allows this game to end in that fashion. I'm not saying that they would have definitely come back and had a chance to win or anything like that, but...
But even on the missed foul shot then, they took their time. There was no urgency. Like, we've got to get it up and try to score.
They had no idea how much time was on the clock.
Wow.
That is, for a team that played as hard as this Vassar team did all game, to have the game end that way, that's
it was like a totally different team than what we saw all game. A team that was playing some good basketball all game, and at the end lost those little fundamentals of clock management.
The focus was there the entire game until the very, very end, and all of a sudden they lost that. But if you take a look at the team that they have, they're still pretty young. They lose Parks, and they lose Tempora. But they still bring Matsuoka, who is just a sensational talent.
Mm-hmm.
Murphy was all over her the entire game, and it didn't matter half the time. She ends up with 20 in this one. Parks ends up with 22. They got 10 from O'Connell, but really, Lebanon Valley spread things around better overall, and it was more of a team scoring impact, as illustrated by the 15 assists in the game for the Flying Dutchman compared to just 7 for Vassar. Let's take a look at those post-game statistics. Let's start with Lebanon Valley, led tonight by Tierney Hiltz, who had 18 points, also had 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Kylie Chacklow, 16 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds. 14 points for Renee Fritz. It was 9 points for Caitlin Murphy. She also had 3 steals, a game high. In fact, matches the total that Vassar had in the entire game. It was 8 points for Caitlin Bach and also 13 rebounds. 4 points for Gia Russo, 2 each for Liz Borgia and Amanda Donia. For Vassar, 22 points for Brittany Parks, 20 for Sydney Matsuoka, 10 points for Colleen O'Connell, 8 for Hannah Senfleber, 6 points for Naya Berg, and 2 for Kristen Tempora. Vassar was led and rebounded by O'Connell, who had a double-double tonight with 10 and 11. And in the game, nobody more than 2 assists for Vassar. They had 3 players who had that total. LVC shooting 43% for the game. 4 for 13 outside the arc, 31% overall. And they were 11 of 18, just 61% from the line tonight. For Vassar, they shot 48% from the field, shot 4 of 14 outside the arc, 29%. Were a perfect 4 for 4 from the line, but they only got there 4 times. Turnovers, Vassar ended up with 9 compared to LVC's 8. Flying Dutchman only turned the ball over 2 times in the entire second half, a big key to their victory here tonight. They also out-rebounded Vassar, 44-34. Back to you, John.
All right, Brian, we're going to step out one final time. When we come back, we're going to burn through all the Division III women's playoff scores tonight. Final score here, LVC 73, Vassar 68. The Brewers are eliminated. LVC advances to tomorrow night's second round of the NCAA Women's Basketball Playoffs. Back with more here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Voice Ring of PA in Harrisburg. Voice Ring offers business class phone systems flexible enough to handle the modern workforce with professional auto attendant, extension dialing, customized call routing, voicemail, and music on hold. Their number is 395-9301, 395-9301, or online at www.voice-ring.com. Welcome back. LVC victorious over Vassar 73-68. Brian Kaiser has been keeping tabs throughout the evening on all of the Division III women's basketball playoff scores, and he's ready to run them down. Take a deep breath, Brian.
Thanks, John. Let's start in the upper left. Amherst over St. Joseph's Brooklyn 84-30. They'll next play against Babson, who beat Bridgewater State 68-59. From Juniata, the matchup will be the host Juniata, an 84-57 winner over Castleton State. They will play against York, PA, who knocked off St. Vincent 86-66. In the matchups in Rhode Island College, the host from Rhode Island College, got to find them here, I know they're here somewhere. There they are, a 69-54 winner over Baruch. They will next play against Emmanuel, who ousted Hartwick 68-61. Final game in the upper left, William Patterson, the top seed in the bottom part of that. They had an easy time with Salve Regina, final score there of 79-44. They will next play against the team that is hosting up there, King's College, a 56-42 winner over Oneonta State. Down to the bottom left, this is where LVC is, and they advance over Vassar today by a final score of 73-68. They will next play a winner at the last second here, Mount St. Mary. They get a basket with 3 seconds left to go from Kristen Nieves, and they beat Gwynedd Mercy 63-62. Mary Washington taking on Keuka today. Got no score from that, folks. Sorry about that. I'm going to assume they're going to probably win, though. They're undefeated on the season. They'll next play Messiah as the league mate for LVC. A big winner today over Kane by a final score of 73-50. Going to the games at Ithaca, Bowdoin knocks off Southern Maine, two teams from Maine who had to go to New York to play that game. 75-68 the final in that one. The next matchup there will be against the host team Ithaca because they were able to win tonight easily over Elms 84-37. And the games out west, George Fox, Cal Lutheran, that starts at 10 o'clock. Should be underway now, but we don't have an updated score from that one. Their matchup will be against Lewis and Clark. Or check that. Don't have a final on that one yet, but the game there, the last score we had was at halftime. Lewis and Clark was up 42-26. Expect them to hold on in that one. Let's go upper right where DePaul is. They had no problem with Westminster, Missouri today, 66-46. Next matchup will be against Carthage. They were able to knock off Wisconsin-Whitewater 74-68. Center was taking on Guilford tonight. That started at 9:30, so no real updated score on that one yet. But the winner of that game will take on Wash U. Washington able to finally outlast Ferrum 79-64. Having some issues with my computer right now. Hey, back to it. And Thomas More is the next team to look at. They were down early against high-paced Louisiana College, but now with about 15 minutes left to go in the second half, they have a 58-44 lead on Louisiana College. They'll next play against Illinois Wesleyan, the perennial power. No difficulty tonight with Maryville, Tennessee. 84-42 is the final there. Mount Union struggled with La Roche for a while, but did beat them by 10, 73-63. They will next play against Red Hot Muhlenberg, a 63-54 winner against Catholic. And now down to the bottom right, undefeated Chicago is there. They took on Monmouth tonight. The game started at 9. Don't have any updated score from that one, but the winner of that one will end up playing next against Wisconsin-Stevens Point, a 61-51 winner over Franklin tonight in a great ball game. Other games from that region, or check that, I'm sorry about that. Franklin and Stevens Point, actually the winner of that will play against the winner of Wisconsin-Lutheran-Calvin. That is Calvin, who beats Wisconsin-Lutheran 59-47. The winner of Monmouth-Chicago actually plays against Wisconsin-Eau Claire. They beat Simpson tonight by a final score of 69-61. Just a couple more to go here, folks, and St. Thomas is the next one as St. Thomas taking on Martin Luther. That game started around 9 o'clock. Should be about a halftime right now. No updated score from that one. Cohen River Falls, though, is the game between that one. Have no updated one on that, so I have no updates from that one at all. But last one's Tufts and Misericordia. That game is going down the wire. 3.5 minutes left to go.
you're running out
giving
of
out here, man. Tufts leads Misericordia 54-51. So a nice day for the MAC. Freedom with a winner. Misericordia still in the game. Both teams from the Commonwealth victorious today. Winner of that game between Tufts and Misericordia will next play against Johns Hopkins, who was able to outlast University of New England 53-51. Back to you, John.
All right. Thanks, Brian. And thanks, Steve Leedy, our engineer, our studio producer, Brendan Leahy. Victory for LVC, headed back in the second round here tomorrow night. We'll be on the air about 5:45 of the pregame show. Tip off at 6 o'clock, Lebanon Valley College versus Mount St. Mary College. Second round of the NCAA tournament is tomorrow night. We hope you come out and support the Flying Dutchman here at the Arnold Sports Complex in Annville. Once again, our final score, Lebanon Valley College 73, Vassar 68. For Brian Kaiser, this is John Wilsbach. Thank you for joining us on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. You've been listening to Lebanon Valley College Basketball on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by Post Acute Medical, Lebanon Valley College, and by Voice Ring of PA. Your home for the best in Lebanon Valley College sports is WMSS Middletown.